Hey guys, welcome to Tangents Gaming Podcast. My name is Toby. I know it's been a while, but here is our chance to get caught up. It's been a while. There has been a lot of things going on in the world, but the one thing that I kind of pumped to face is there is one company who has video game ROMs. And the other day, I did an episode saying, God save ROMs. Nintendo and Sega told this company to take all of their ROMs down. And the company basically said, you know, all right, I'll take them down. But just knowing, taking it down, these games could be lost for life. Which sucks, because there are a lot of people who loves playing ROMs. The only positive is, if you have the game, you can actually create backups, and legally, you can do it that way. Anyway. You have cloud gaming, which more or less was started up by Google Stadia. Too bad that they weren't still in operation. Then you have Xbox, PlayStation. And the future of gaming when it comes to cloud gaming is a possibility that it might be the new wave. With this, the amount of information that some of these games need is mind-boggling. There are games now for the Xbox One that are like 20 plus gigs. I don't even want to see what the PlayStation 5 or Series X has. But with those ones, you can actually upgrade your hard drive to download some of these games. There are games where updates 20 gigs. It is just absolutely amazing. The one reason why I brought this whole cloud gaming up is I found something out the other day, which I thought was kind of cool. I found out that there is a service out there called Luna, and it was done by Amazon. So Amazon is even trying to get into the cloud gaming service. I'm not quite sure how well it's going to work. The one part that I really do have an issue with, you have the service for, what was it, like $9.99 a month for Luna. Then if you wanted to play other games, you would have to purchase a game pass for it or purchase the game itself. Having that option of another corporation is kind of cool, but at the same time, I feel that Amazon trying to get into it, it might be a little too late. Because the Xbox and PlayStation, they've already established that they're the dominants. And can't forget about, you know, Nintendo. Because they do their own thing. Like, seriously, they do their own thing. What is your thought about this? Should Amazon basically take the L, shut down Luna? Or should they go a little bit harder and try taking on PlayStation or Xbox? The future of gaming is more weird than anything else. The reasoning behind it is, like I said, video games to the point now, they're going to be so huge. The only way of actually being able to have them get transferred is through the internet and digitally. Grand Theft Auto 5, you have two discs, one to load and one to play. And with the second disc, it could actually have information on it. So it might be 1.5 discs. I don't know. It is mind-boggling how everything is going and for the video games. Like, I was talking to my coworker Joe last night, and I mentioned this, like, is the pinnacle of video games officially on the downslide of it. And he looks at me and he goes, what do you mean, downslide? It's like, well, as the video game systems and consoles started to come out, like with the Nintendo and Sega, the 90s, you had Sega, Nintendo, then all of a sudden you had Panasonic come in, you had Sega trying their luck with the Saturn and the Dreamcast, the PlayStation, the N64, like it was starting to open up and be more interesting than the early 2000s when you had Xbox and PS2 and Nintendo coming. They were starting to get into a different style development of video game consoles that was making it more and more interesting. When you had the 360 and PS3, that was kind of almost like the peak. I know Xbox had the Red Ring of Death. If you got actually past that, the 360 was probably one of the best systems out there. They had so many options that it was actually really, really fun. After that, everything started to be more online playable. The other weekend, I screwed up our internet and I plugged a cord into the modem where it was looping itself, which canceled out the internet. The kids were pissed off because all the games that they played only had online capabilities. I'm looking at them, it's like, you guys, this is the issue with video games nowadays. You need the internet. If the internet goes down, you're screwed. So I went into my bucket of systems, brought the original Xbox out, brought four controllers, and they played until, let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, part of Monday on the original Xbox. And they had fun. They said, we need to do this more often. So they actually had the fun of no internet gaming. And the one thing that I keep pushing when it comes to these things is couch co-op games. When Hoyman and I would go play, it would be just him and I. Then he would have two friends over, and we'd go on the original PlayStation. We'd go one-on-one, two versus two, you name it. It was so much fun. And that's one of the art of video games that have left, because all these major corporations now with the video games want to make money. So therefore, focusing their minds, their money, their resources on these freaking games. It is absolutely incredible. Like the co-op games are there, but not. It's, even if you go stop and take a look at controllers, there's three USB ports on the Xbox One. I'm pretty sure that if you get a splitter with power, you can hook four up. But that's the one beauty that PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 had, was you could have two four-player adapters and create an eight-player game. And they utilized that so much. True, it was a pain in the ass going out spending $40, $50 for a four-player adapter. In the end, though, that's where the memories cost. Priceless memories. The one night Hoyman had a party, they were doing their thing. I hooked up my PlayStation. I'm just playing next, you know. Somebody else hopped on. Somebody else wanted to play, so I hooked in the four-player adapter. We're playing three. Another guy came, four. Another guy came, five. Another guy came, hooked in the other PlayStation four kind of adapter, and we were playing 4-on-4 NHL 2001. We were having so much fun going 4-on-4. It was humans. It was absolutely mind-boggling that we could do that. And that was all at the, like, at the couch. I've never been that excited for video games. Another part is, like, when it came to games with my kids and stuff, we have two Xbox Ones, and we wanted to play Ninja Turtles. So there was a Ninja Turtle game where you could have multiple players. What we did is we had two screens set up, two Xboxes, and we had everybody playing. We had five of my kids and myself, so three and three. It was one of the most exciting things. Like, seriously, if you ever have a chance to get together and just have a fun party, see if you can rent one of those old school full player systems. It is well worth it. I kind of beeline the episode. I don't know. I'm excited to do a show, and I am back on Podville, so I'm excited about that. All social medias, Tangents Gaming Pod. Hopefully I will be doing videos and posting them on YouTube. But in the meantime, you guys, thank you for tuning in, and I will catch you later. And yes, I know this episode has been over the board, but it is what it is. And you know you love me. Till next time, guys. Thanks.